This is Mutual African Radio. My name is Murat Nahimana. I am your Impact Show host, and I'm here at the DBDLI conference with the keynote speaker of the conference. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Molefe Kete-Asante, professor at Temple University in Philadelphia, and also president of the Molefe Kete-Asante Institute for Afrocentric Learning.
And would you like to share with us on this second day of the conference here at the DBDLI Reflection to Action, Ubuntu-Centered Perspective and Education?
Yes, the DBDLI conference symposium on Afrocentricity is about how we can change or transform the education of African-descended children so that those children will see themselves not as spectators to history, but not on the margins of Europe, but as agents of their own narratives and in the center of their own history, so that those children will be learning about themselves and the works of their ancestors and the traditions of their ancestors. And it would give them a greater foundation and a platform from which to launch themselves, whether they're in mathematics or whether they're in literature.
So on this day, this second day of the conference, today topics like the Mandela panel has been discussed. Could you share with us what that is about?
Yeah, the Mandela panel was to use the example of Nelson Mandela himself, and particularly the idea of truth and reconciliation, as a basis for Ubuntu, which is, of course, African philosophy that says, I am because we are. And that was the fundamental aim of the conference today, along with the work that was done by Professor Machado from South Africa, and the work of Delvina Bernard, who was one of the visionaries for Afrocentric training here in Nova Scotia. We had a powerful program today, and the director of DBDLI, Dr. Sylvia Paris, spoke and gave instructions and directions to members of the audience. So we were very pleased with the program today.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the word Ubuntu. How do the principle of Ubuntu and working as a collective apply to your life and your work?
Thank you very much, Murat. You've asked a really sharp question. For the last 50 years, I have been engaged in the whole process of educating the African world around the question of Ubuntu, in the sense that community is essential. Our philosophy, and it comes from the classical African past, if you take the ancient civilizations of Kemet, and Nubia, for example, or Sudan, or Nubia, which is in Sudan in southern Egypt, but Ethiopia, Aksum, what you will discover is that we have always believed in what is called Ma'at, and Ma'at is the very source of Ubuntu, and that is reflected in most African cultures as a collective understanding. It is not just a ruthless individualism, as we find in the West, where people see themselves as individuals and against the collective. But in Africa, we have this notion of the collective, and the collective helps to define who we are as persons. And so Ma'at is at the core of that, and Ubuntu comes from that. There's a philosophy in Ghana called Sankofa. The Yoruba people in Nigeria speak of Iwa Rere, meaning good character. These are this is at the heart of community. So this notion at the conference, at the symposium here in Halifax, is to bring us to an understanding and appreciation of the significance of this collective culture of our people. This is very basic to us, you see.
So you mentioned tribes, and on the first day of the symposium, we talked about truth and reconciliation. And in South Africa, they had something going on over there, but they're also, as of late, a truth and reconciliation action here in Canada. And where do you see the similarities between the two countries?
Well, I didn't mention tribes, did I? But I wouldn't normally mention tribes because I don't believe in that word. That's a Eurocentric word. Europeans always call themselves people, and they call other people tribes. So if you're speaking of a people, I would say, there are many people, many nations, maybe even ethnic groups in Africa, but tribes is normally used by the Europeans as a pejorative, a negative term. So in Africa, we have more different groups of people, more languages than any other continent. There are over 3,000 languages spoken in Africa. And some of these are spoken by large groups of people, large nations, large people like the Hausa people of Nigeria. There are 70 million. That's larger than most European countries. So to call the Hausa a tribe, it would not be correct. They're the Hausa nation or the Hausa people. And I think that in terms of the relationship here in Canada, from what I understand, and I am certainly not an authority on Canada, but you have people that I'd like to refer to not as tribes, but as First Nations. The First Nations of Canada are many, and those people represent the owners of the land. They are the people who are basic, and so we always refer to them, and we always see the owners of the land as important, and we give acknowledgement to them. And I always do that. And in Africa, it's the same. We have to give acknowledgement to the owners. But in fact, in Africa, we recognize that all Homo sapiens who live on the earth today are descendants from Africans, that the first Homo sapiens were Africans, and that Homo sapiens lived in Africa longer than Homo sapiens have lived outside of Africa. And Homo sapiens did not leave Africa, did not migrate from Africa until 70,000 years ago. And before that time, everybody in the world was black because there were only Africans. There were no other people.
And we'd like to conclude by asking, why do you think it's important to have a black radio in Canada?
I think for Canada, the significance of a black radio is important because not just because of ownership per se, so it's not just an entrepreneurial thing. It is something that deals with decisions on the basis of choices of topics. It deals with what is of interest. I suspect that if you don't have black radio in Canada, what will happen is that all the choices that are made that would be made in the interest of learning more about African people or African culture or African perspectives and points of views, that all of that those decisions will be made by people who are not African or Canadian, and they will not necessarily be in support of the issues that are raised by African Canadians. So it's good to have a black radio.
Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for being with us on Mucha Radio.
You are very excellent yourself, Murat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.